Oh, man. Oh, what an awesome trip. So I'm back in LA, and damn, what a great time I had over in Mexico. Long overdue. And, you know, of all the countries I've been to, it's definitely still my favorite country. And I met some great people. And, I'm not sad to be back, but let's just put it this way. My flight yesterday from Cancun to LA was 4 hours. The flight was pretty quick. I don't know, for whatever reason, it's usually 4.5 hours. We got here in about 4 hours. I'm not even exaggerating by a minute. From the airport to get back home, like in Woodland Hills, it literally took me 4 hours. So my flight, it took me as long to get from Mexico, Cancun, Mexico to LA as it did from LA to Woodland, the airport to Woodland Hills. And that's everything that's wrong with me living in this city. Isn't that crazy? Sorry, I have these Invisaligners in. And they are my last ones. Again, so I got a bit of a lisp. But anyways, I don't want to start this podcast off complaining. But it's really about choices. In life, you have to take choices and make choices. And we make choices of where we live. And, you know, there are more and more and more people. And more people are being born. And cities are growing. And, you know, record speeds. And all around the world, they're getting denser. And denser and denser. And, you know, you can either live in it. Or if it comes to you, move. And keep moving till you live in. You keep, you know, finding areas that are less dense, less built up. And I've never been a big city, commercial big city guy. Like, the only big city I've ever lived in that I liked was Monterrey, Mexico. And even there, I was more at the edge of the city. So I didn't really have to deal with the hubbub of density. Although I know now if I were to return to Monterrey, Mexico, I've seen pictures. I mean, even there has been completely built up. And so if a city's not really for you, you don't have to sit in it and stew in it. Like, it was interesting because, you know, being away for the 5 days, I felt, how shall I say? Like, I felt so at peace. And as a result of that, I started attracting a lot of good things. I met some really cool people and they were just like, we all got along like, you know, gems, like we had known each other for a while. And even here back in LA, like I was getting new cases, even though I wasn't there. And a lot of it's just because, you know, when you're in a good state of mind, you can attract things because the problem with these big cities is, at least for me, if you've grown up in one, maybe not, maybe it's just you're used to it. But I think for me being in a big city, I'm like a gazelle standing out in the plains of Africa. Some country in Africa, Kenya, say. And, you know, picture the gazelle bending his head down to eat or graze on the grass. And then he hears something or he smells something. And quickly he has to be alert and his head pops up from eating. And he has to keep doing that every 5 or 10 seconds while he's eating. To me, I feel like that's me in LA or any big city, because I feel like you have to be so alert all the time to your surroundings that it gets old, because your body is always in this like borderline fight or flight mentality, or borderline fight or flight like zone or state of being. And I don't think it's the healthiest way to live. I mean, there's a reason, you know, animals in the wild, and by the way, I don't agree with having animals in captivity or anything like that, of course, but there's a reason animals in the wild, even domestic pets, let's use that as a better example, they don't live as long as they do if they lived in somebody's house. Generally speaking, like an outdoor, a stray dog isn't going to live as long as one that's living inside someone's home. Because part of it, notwithstanding all of the outdoor stressors, is the fact that there's a lot of stress hormones pumping through one's body all the time. And while they're very healthy for you because they can keep you alive, they're not necessarily good for you when you're always feeling them and experiencing them. And you can, you know, I'm not going to get into the science of the pressure that, you know, stress puts on your adrenal glands and cortisol and all that sort of things. You can read that up, or read up on that yourself. But anyways, I guess I wanted to say what a great trip I had. And, you know, thanks for listening to the show. Like, as I go through this journey of always trying to better myself, and, you know, I met a few really cool people, and, you know, thanks to these apps, you know, who you attract to matters. It's a reflection of you. And, you know, when I met these three really cool people, I realized that meant I'm in a really good place, because these people are just like, I couldn't believe the amount of stuff I had in common with them. Everything from quantum physics to, you know, life experiences. And I'm like, out of everybody I could have met, like, these are the people that I suddenly met, right? Like, I didn't meet people that were, you know, uneducated. I didn't meet people that, you know, do drugs kind of. Well, actually, one guy I did a little bit, but it was more for, like, mental health reasons. But here I'm. So anyways, it was really good. And, like, I had such a good, strong bond with them. And I don't know. I'm going to put more thought, not even more thought. I'm going to really make a plan now to start pushing and forging forward, either maybe spending less time here in LA, staying where I live, and then maybe taking more trips, although that might be tough due to family commitments, or pushing forward and maybe moving a little bit more north, like even just a couple miles, to get out of this constant hubbub where, you know, every night there are cars racing down the street outside. You know, every morning you wake up, there's like somebody's doing construction somewhere. But I don't want to bitch. I want to just say that take some time off for yourself. It's so fucking important. And like I've said in other podcasts, if you think money's an issue, just put it on a credit card or something, man. I mean, I'm not trying to put you into bankruptcy, but a lot of these trips, especially if you live in LA, these trips down south, or even going to some other state just to break up the environment, they're not that expensive. Like, I swear to God, if I just spent that same 5 or 6 days here in LA, I probably would have spent more money just being here than everything I spent going to Mexico, including my flight. I'm not even exaggerating that. Literally, I'm not. There's some great deals out there. You know, hit up Expedia or whatever. So, you know, take a break. Breathe. You don't even realize, especially being in LA, you don't even realize how much stress and pressure you're under day to day. You don't, because you've gotten used to it, and you think it's normal, but you don't really realize what normal is until you actually go somewhere normal, because LA is not fucking normal, and being in a big ass city isn't normal. Most animals don't live in huge densities of their own population. Okay, some do, like ant colonies maybe, right? But I don't know. Check it out. You know, here's the rub, right? A lot of people, all these beautiful little towns and places that are so charming that people go to, and they're like, oh, I love it here. I want to live here. Well, over the years, everybody else travels there, myself included, and they're like, oh, this is so great, I could live here. And then eventually they start living there, and those little charming towns become these fucking monoliths of cities. Like, I am very sad about what I was seeing in Cancun. Well, Cancun's already built up, but what I see in, like, Tulum and Playa del Carmen, how incredibly built up they're getting and are, versus even just, like, 5-10 years ago. Like, I cannot believe how fast they've been built. And it's kind of sad, because no matter which way you skin it, they start losing their charm. They start losing their beauty, because of the crowds and the pollution, the garbage, you know, the commercialization. I mean, thank God I didn't see McDonald's anywhere in Tulum, but, you know, there was a Starbucks and a Burger King, but I don't really believe they're going to start taking over. However, you know, one of the beauties were the cheap meals. Like, man, one of the bars I went to, yeah, drinks were like $25. I was like, what? I mean, I don't even spend that here in a club downtown. Not that I go to clubs here, but So, you know, I don't even know why I'm going off on that tangent. I mean, I understand people generally want to live in, especially as they get older, these smaller kind of places. So, you know, choose one wisely, because, and don't advertise it to people much, because word spreads like wildfire thanks to Instagram and all these places. So your little oasis will get fucking overrun in no time. I mean, I can't even explain. I was shocked at the friggin' airport in Cancun, man. Like, when I used to go to Cancun, and I even went last year, it was pretty simple. Now there's like, man, there's so many terminals, and you can't even get from one terminal to the next that easily. They used to have all these like cheap little restaurants. Now the restaurants are like LA price restaurants in airports, because you know in airports they jack you. And anyway, just waking up, and I thought I would, I want to get back into the podcasting routine. So just wanted to say what a great trip I had, and communicate to you guys, because I always like to impart some tidbit of knowledge, and that is, you know, take more breaks. So you don't get lost. It's easy to lose yourself in the day-to-day, especially in LA. There's something about the city and a lot of these big cities in general where you just get caught up in this rat race. I always promised myself, I'm never going to be in the rat race. And, you know, little by little, whether you know it or not, you do get caught up in the rat race, and, you know, life starts passing by really quick. So anyway, it's kind of Monday for me, but it's actually Tuesday. So anyway, good luck to all. I will talk to you guys on the next one. Thanks for listening.